Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
My fellow Americans, this is Liberation Day. Waiting for a long time. April 2nd, 2025 will forever be remembered as the day American industry was reborn, the day America's destiny was reclaimed, and the day that we began to make America wealthy again.
We've got former Senator Jim Talon on the phone right now. Jim, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark.
Love having you on here because you've been around in politics for a long time, obviously as a congressman, as a senator. Educate me a little bit, if you don't mind, on why nobody has ever demanded this before when it comes to fair trade.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, actually, Mark, it has been demanded before. Reagan did it in the 80s. In response to the way the Japanese had penetrated our automobile market using subsidies, currency evaluation, that sort of thing. As a matter of fact, Reagan negotiated an actual quota. In other words, Japanese had to agree that they would limit their exports to the United States to a certain number. And as a result, they began investing in the United States, and that's why most Toyotas are made in the United States. I lived through this period of time because Missouri was a big car manufacturing state, still does, and Toyota's invested here as well. So this has been done before, not to this extent, but with this breadth. On the other hand, the president is trying to rebuild America's industrial base, which is a very important objective, and he's trying to get balanced trade, and it is a fact that on balance, I mean, the trade arrangements around the world disfavor the United States, not just in tariffs, but in other non-tariff trade barriers. So that's what he's trying to fix. I support it. The challenge here, Mark, is on the one hand, you want to see the reaction to this and adjust it over time, because it's not going to be 100% perfect coming out of the gate. On the other hand, business needs certainty. In other words, they need to know how much inputs costs.
Right.
So that, to me, is the process they have to manage. And if I have a criticism of it, it's I would have liked to see it done more methodically, if you will, with a greater degree of predictability. We'll see what happens in the future. But it's an important thing he's trying to achieve. And, yeah, it's time that, somebody addressed this situation in a comprehensive way.
What do you mean methodically? What would he have done differently that you feel like would help create some predictability?
Well, some, for example, they do, the Trade Representative's Office in Commerce can do studies and reports on different areas about where they see particularly unfair or trade practices, report on them, then work up a response, recommend different options, et cetera, which gives people time to adjust, right? On the other hand, and this is true, this is the problem with this. On the other hand, you know, when you do that, it takes a whole lot longer to accomplish what you want to accomplish. So this is President Trump's style of leadership. He's going with the bold thing. It is something that needs to be done. And again, I think we have to see how it works out. In my own opinion is if they pass this tax bill and proceed with this regulatory relief agenda and also continue reducing the deficit through DOGE and other kinds of measures, we're going to see big economic growth by the end of the year.
Yeah.
But they do have to get this reconciliation bill done. But that would have been true whether he did this or not.
So how, Jim Talon, our guest, how do you think this developed? Why? How did it end up that for places like, you know, Malaysia, some of these Asian countries, we ever allowed them to tax our goods at 90% tariff when they go into the country, and we didn't complain about that loudly sooner? I mean, it's not just China. It's not just Japan, as it was back in Reagan's day. There must be 45, 50 countries on that list that completely take advantage of the United States. And we have not had a leader in recent years willing to stand up and say no.
Well, I do think a big part of it was a sense. And, you know, I shared this as just as a matter of basic economic thinking, that the more you could globalize the economy, the better it would be for the American consumer. And to some extent, that's true. On the other hand, that doesn't mean it's better in the long run for the American economy because of what it did to our industrial and manufacturing capability, as well as our productivity in that regard. So now we're unable, for example, to produce pharmaceuticals.
Right.
The other problem was a big part of this is China, not just imports directly from China, but China sending goods to us through, for example, Canada and Mexico. This is one of the reasons for the tariffs on those countries, because the Chinese have been end running our attempts to stop them from exploiting our economy by sending the goods through other countries.
Ah.
So, you know, the Trump administration is correct when they say that we went in so heavy for globalization, we didn't stop to think of the downsides of it. And he's applying a corrective now.
Interesting. You know, I heard Hakeem Jeffries say the other day, I've got the bite here somewhere, that last week combined with this week on trade was a stunning defeat for Republicans. I guess he was talking about the whole signal controversy. They're still talking about Mike Waltz and his use of that. Have you changed your opinion on whether or not top cabinet members should be able to use signal?
Well, no. I mean, the Biden administration studied this and thought that the advantages of it outweighed the disadvantages.
Yeah.
You remember when we talked about it last week, that was my primary concern about that whole exchange, was should they have been on that system at all, that app at all? And when I found out that, yes, it actually is fine to do government business on that, then that, you know, that took most of the concern out of it as far as I was concerned. Then it was just a question of, no, he should not. Exit should not have included the strike information on there. On the other hand, you know, if he'd done it 2 or 3 hours later, it really wouldn't have been a problem and there was no harm done. So, I thought this was a lesson that needed to be learned. I thought what President Trump said about it afterwards was right. He said, I think Mike Waltz has learned a lesson here, and I think he's a very good man. And I agreed with both half of those statements. So,
yeah.
No, that was just a flap. And as far as look, the Democrats at this point would oppose anything Trump did. I mean, if Trump announced a cure for cancer, they'd complain that we were putting oncologists out of work. You know what
so
I mean?
So true. Yeah.
So, and I get it. I mean, they're in opposition, and right now they're trying to find their footing. But this is an important economic move. There's going to be a lot of discussion of it. I'm going to follow it. It's not an area I'm expert, guys. You're kind to consider me a person who understands this international economic system. But there's going to be reactions pro and con to this, and I think we watch it. And I think the administration will adjust it over time. As I said, again, my concern is that business is able to say, okay, this is what the terms of trade are now. So yep. Now we're going to go ahead and plan and invest and grow.
Jim Talent, thank you as always. Great insight.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon. Always great to get him on here.
Get more at 971talk.com.